I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The skies outside of Australia's largest city are thick with smoke today as the region enters its second week of intense wildfires. Officials say roughly 60 fires are still raging near Sydney. And as The World's environment editor Peter Thompson reports, the debate over whether climate change is playing a role in the fires is raging as hot as the fires themselves.
Police say some of the fires in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney may have been started by children, others by power lines being buffeted by strong winds. One was even started by an army training exercise gone wrong. But the biggest culprit has been the weather. It's been dry, windy, and unseasonably hot in the upper 80s in the early spring.
Today's conditions were a perfect storm for bushfire conditions.
That's Taylor Auerbach, a reporter with News Corp in Australia. The fires began last week and have so far consumed roughly 300,000 acres of land and more than 200 homes. They've closed schools and sent many local residents down the hills to wait out the danger in Sydney. And Auerbach says they've brought the largest ever mobilization of emergency services in the state of New South Wales.
We're talking maybe 3,000 volunteer firefighters rolling out from places as far afield as New Zealand.
But even that hasn't been up to the task. At last count, 19 fires were still out of control, and Auerbach says new ones can start virtually without warning.
You can be looking at a rather nondescript patch of bush in the Australian outback, and all of a sudden you'll see a little bit of smoke and then a tiny flame, and literally within seconds you'll have a roaring inferno, and the wind creates a tornado of fire in the treetops. And that heat is just so intense, your eyes water. And every sense in your body is just overwhelmed by the power of nature at that moment.
Of course, fire is no stranger to Australia. It's been a big part of life and the landscape there for millennia. But New South Wales Rural Fire Services Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says conditions this year are off the charts.
Never before have we seen the extent of damage and destruction and wide-scale fire activity at this time of the year. It's indicative of the unseasonably hot, dry conditions that have been building now throughout winter and into spring.
I'm very concerned about the rest of this summer.
That's Edward Kerr, who lives in the Blue Mountains town of Blackheath, but who's taking refuge this week in Sydney.
I'm concerned about, you know, that this might be the first of four or five trips down to Sydney for me. It's unprecedented to have this sort of hot weather in October. This is the sort of weather that we expect in our hottest month, which is February.
And even in this land of extremes, unprecedented is becoming a regular part of the Australian lexicon when it comes to weather. Australia has seen a rash of extreme weather events in recent years, and this year's heat and fires are just stoking the raging debate in Australia over whether or not the effects of climate change are already being felt in the country. That debate helped bring down the government of former Prime Minister Julia Gillard earlier this year. Her replacement, Conservative Tony Abbott, has been an outspoken critic of mainstream climate science and came into office promising to get rid of the carbon tax that Gillard had put in place to help address climate change pollution. He's blasted talk of climate change being even partly responsible for this week's fires.
Look, fire is a part of the Australian experience.
That's Abbott speaking this week on a Melbourne radio station.
But these fires are certainly not a function of climate change. They're just a function of life in Australia.
Abbott reserves special scorn for the United Nations climate official Cristina Figueres, who said this week that there was absolutely a connection between wildfires and rising temperatures. Abbott said Figueres was talking through her hat. But climate scientists say it's Abbott who's got the science wrong.
Well, I'm on the side of Cristina Figueres here.
Kevin Trenberth is a distinguished senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
Australia is one of the countries which is most vulnerable to the effects of climate change, and I think the Australians ought to be very worried.
That's over the medium to long term, of course. In the meantime, whatever their feelings about climate change, Australians have fires to put out and possibly a long, hot summer ahead of them. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.